Hello everyone, welcome to the Weekly Monitor podcast for the first week of May. The first week of the new month brings about some high-rated risk events, with the Bank of England minting and non-farm payrolls at the centre. Overall, pressure on central banks to take the foot off the accelerator and start to scale back asset purchases in the second half of the year will likely intensify. Political risks are also on tap as the UK's local elections could potentially embolden the Scottish independence movement. The rising toll of the pandemic on India will remain the focus and continues to weigh on sentiment as vaccine rollouts continue. The Bank of England, in the meantime, is likely to ease its foot off the stimulus pedal and reduce its pace for bond purchases as Britain's economy appears to be bouncing back. The Bank of England and elections could bolster sterling sentiment and volatility. In the US, all roads lead to the employment release, which faces some upside risks for April. So the April non-farm payrolls consensus is for a further increase of around 850,000 jobs. The jobless rate should drop to 5.7% from 6% in March. In the meantime, this week, dollar remains firm, breaking the link with Treasury yields in the latest phase, but holding at a two-week high in the wake of rate talks. This comes after Ms. Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, stressed the need to lift rates, catalyzing a sell-off on Wall Street. The risk of tone was also responsible for driving Treasury slightly lower initially. The dollar index managed to rose to 91.40, euro-dollar embed below 190 for the first time since April 90th, while dollar-yen lifted towards to 109.50 level, zoning back on Monday's three-week high, and cable posted a two-day high but remains overall sideways ahead of the Bank of England elections. Key resistance for cable remains at 140. A key psychological round number. Global stock markets continue to outperform, but on more cyclical parts of the market than travel stocks. Tech stocks, meanwhile, depreciated this week as investors turned away, unnerved by indications that higher inflation was beginning to emerge. Speculations that stronger growth will see central banks take the foot off the accelerator also weigh it on stocks that benefited from stay-home orders. Gold, in the meantime, is unchanged, hovering within the three-week range on firm dollar as the possibility of higher dollar rates supports US dollar. Palladium soared to another record high this week, while silver and platinum sustained more than 2 weeks' highs. In the crypto world, Ethereum extended gains, posting a new all-time high, bumping by 160% in value in a week. Bitcoin also sustains a bullish tone overall, however, the week's move will determine its direction after the rapid sell-off on Tuesday. Last but not least, US oil prices spiked to 66.50 area as more US states eased lockdowns and the European Union sought to attract travelers, improving the demand outlook for petrol and jet fuel. Thank you very much for listening.